number. Again, I've done it twice today. Wonderful festival here, and there's a really wonderful crowd here tonight, a big crowd. People from all over the United States are here and a lot of foreign countries, and we're glad that they're here. We even have a five-string banjo from the state of Wyoming, and he's going to play for you in a little while. Drove all the way up here, and we had a carload to come in from California just about an hour ago, and we're glad to have him. Wayne Lewis is here on the left-hand side, so Wayne, get ready, pick out a good song for the folks and sing it for them. Dark Hollow.
So blow your whistle, freight train, and if farther on down the track. And I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going, but I ain't coming back. Rather be in some dark hollow where the sun will never shine than to be in this big city in a small room with her on my mind. So brave, rain blow, whistle, and if farther on down the track, and I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Blake Williams is going to pick for you now, and he's picked an old Southern number entitled Dear Old Dixie. Gooden and Precious, and we're going to do them both just in a little bit for us. We'll be doing it. Kiefer, Texas. Kiefer, Tennessee. Gotta meet a wreck out of me. I'm lay, yeah, yeah, yeah. People, Lord, I looked up on the board. Get ready, it's good down here, but better on down the road. I'm lay, yeah, yeah, you lay. In New Orleans. trace the little footprints in the snow. Play one on the mandolin for you now, and it's entitled Come Hither to Go Yonder. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. It's time for the Bluegrass Quartet, and we had a request from right there. What is it? Precious Memory. Yes, we will do that for you. We will be ready just in a second here. Wayne's tuning his guitar up, and I broke a string, and we'll let Kenny do most of the work, and him and Blake over there in the basement. Precious Memory. This is a beautiful song, and it's a song that we get more requests for down, and it's the people that work at the Grand Ole Opry wants always ask us to do this number for them. Precious Memory. So we'd like to do it for all you folks to hear. Don't forget the gospel singing here in the morning starts at 9 o'clock, and the Bales Brothers will be here to sing. And Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys will be here.
The Osborne Brothers
will be here. Sonny and Bob. And the Sullivan family will be here. And don't forget that Walter Bales is going to be preaching here in the morning. And he's a wonderful preacher. You should be here and hear Walter preach because he's a wonderful preacher. And they're going to be singing the gospel too, along with the Bluegrass Boys here. And everybody's in the audience who will have a chance to sing for the gospel here in the morning. All right, now we want to do the number entitled Precious Memory.
How they linger, how they ever.
childhood. And fond memory appears. Precious memory, how they linger. How they never could not slow.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Kenny Beck is ready to fiddle for you now. And he's got an old Kentucky number lined out for you entitled The Methodist Preacher. Got a guest with us here tonight. I'd like for you to make him welcome here tonight. Come on, give him a nice hand. Would you please? Bob, right here's a good microphone for you. Bob is going to do a number here that that I wrote a long time ago. Then somebody put some words to it, and it's entitled "The Lonesome Moonlight Walk." So listen to him good, because it's going to be a beautiful number for you.
Thank you.
Now he's getting old and feeble, his steps are hard to take. As he climbs up on that mountain to the grave where she's laid, he knows his end is near, but he thinks of happy thoughts when once again he'll dance to that lonesome moonlight walk.
Thank you very much. Bob, that's fine. I sure want to thank you. That's really nice.
Thank you.
Bob Feller, it used to be a bluegrass boy. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Thank you. Really glad to have Bob. Now we're going to bring the banjo picker out here from the state of Wyoming. Now, you have really got to get behind him and give him a nice hand because he drove a long ways to get to be here at the Bluegrass Festival here at Bean Blossom, Indiana. His name is Jeff Kimball. I want you to make him welcome. Come on, please.
We got another guest backstage here, and he has written a new song. I'd like to get him out right now. I'd like for y'all to make him welcome. He can kind of tell you about the song. Damon Black. Come on out, Damon.
What are you doing? lot of people come up around and say that they really love this song, and I appreciate that, because when you say you love this song, you're really saying you love Bill Monroe, because that's what this song is Bill Monroe. And I love him. I'm going to sing it for you now, and I hope you enjoy it. The summer roads was long and high, winter's cold and hard, and many times he might have stopped, just quit and said, I'm tired. But he kept right on sowing seeds created just by him. It wasn't all the sowing, where would bluegrass be? It's a 3-hour drive from Rosing to the Country Hall of Fame. But it's 40 years and a million tears the way by which he came. From the days of sand and shovels to jet planes in the sky, the seeds he sowed, they now have grown too long, too deep to die. He called his music bluegrass for the place where he was born, and he put to words the hard times of that old Kentucky farm. He sang about his Uncle Ken, after there the weeping of his mother's sweet Melissa. He wrote, she's only sleeping. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on me. It wasn't for the soul, where would bluegrass be? Now if he had stayed on that old farm and worked from June to June, to Kentucky walls the world of love could not have danced and swooned. But I know 100 years from now they'll rosin up the boat, and someone will pick the mandolin, the songs of Bill Monroe. They call his music bluegrass, the place where he was born, and he put to words the hard times of that old Kentucky farm. He sang about his Uncle Ken, after there the weeping of his mother's sweet Melissa. He wrote, she's only sleeping. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on me. If it wasn't for the summer, where would bluegrass be? If it was for the summer, where would bluegrass be? Thank you very much. Great Bill Monroe.
Damon, that's a wonderful song. I'm really proud of that. Proud of you and the way you wrote that song.
Thank you, Bill. Man created the bluegrass sound and sowed the seeds of bluegrass and scattered them worldwide. And I feel very honored just to get to stand up here beside the man and try to sing something that would do him justice. And I appreciate all of you. I'm going to ask him to sing a gospel song with me now. What are we going to do?
What was the song?
Old Country Church.
Yeah, that's not.
D. The Old Country Church.
Just go ahead. I don't know.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother I went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bill.
Give Damon Black a good hand there. That's wonderful. And the song you wrote, he gets out of this world, is really a wonderful song. Thank you, man. All right, back to the Bluegrass Boys here. Molly and Tim Brooks. Yes, sir. Then we had a request from a gentleman back there, walk softly with his heart of mine. We want to do that.
Away her trouble and pour in another man. baby. And I ain't come back. No, I ain't come back. Hold on, buddy. Don't you hope it's cold. Yeah, how can roll when we won't go? Get ready and sing with me on this next song, everyone. Williams is ready to pick for you again. And the number is Chuck in the Corn.
A good one tonight, ain't you, boss?
Yes, sir. This has been a long day and a long night.
Sure has. It's a long ride getting over here in that mule train this morning.
Yes, I enjoyed that, though, the parade with all of the horses and the mules and everything. I really enjoyed that. Our time's about up now, and we hope that you've enjoyed the festival here and you're going to stay with us till tomorrow, because it's going to be a great big show here tomorrow, and the people are still coming in over there getting ready for tomorrow, and so you're going to, we'd like to have you to stay here with us. That is Wisconsin there. That's as big as his head is right there.
I hope his brain don't blow up. All those red lights are flashing.
Put my little shoes away. Put my little shoes away. The shows are going to start them in the morning. The gospel singing is going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to have a lot of fine gospel singing. And then the show is going to start real early tomorrow evening. A little after 12 o'clock, the show will be going. 12:31 right in there. And it's going to continue right on up till around 6 o'clock, 6 or 7. So we want you to stay right here with us and enjoy a good weekend right here with all the Bluegrass Boys and everybody that's coming here to play and sing for you. It's been a great show here today. Jim and Jesse, Wilma Lee Cooper, James Monroe, Carl Story.
Wilma Lee.
Yeah, Wilma Lee, I've mentioned her name.
Our Sullivan family.
The Sullivan family?
Ralph Stanley. Not yet, they haven't.
Oh, I'm talking about today.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that have been today. I'm sorry.
The Wild Pickers, they played today?
That's right. And we have the group from up in Connecticut, Bill, that's been helping us out all week.
Yeah.
Trevor Hollow. And they've been doing a super fine job.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody's done a good job here this week.
Right.
Had a little bad weather last weekend, you know. It got bad and we had a lot of rain and everything. But everything's been fine all the way. Had 10 days, so we got 9 down and 1 to go.
Boy, boy, you've been keeping good count on
yes,
that, haven't you? You've been telling me every
when
night.
When we get through here, we go to Ohio for our big show up there late Sunday night. And from there on to New York for Monday. And then back to Dayton, Ohio, I believe, for Tuesday. And then back to Nashville, Tennessee. And get ready to go to work when we get back there.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to Nashville.
Yes, sir. All right, now, let's see y'all. We hope you've enjoyed the show here tonight. Hey! Everybody I talked to said they was going to come back next year, and we wanted you folks back too. Want
well,
you to come with us.
I'd like to see all these people come back and bring about 10 with each one of them.
Boy, that would really be something. We've got to clear up a lot of ground here and make room for more people to come in.
That's right.
But the people here, they've got a lot of friends here, and they've had friendship, and they got to visit with each other and had a wonderful weekend here.
You know, I've been telling the folks, Bill, about the campground, how it's going to be open all summer long.
Yes, sir.
So if folks want to come by and stop in and spend stay overnight or spend 3 or 4 days and just lounge around here. And if it's real quiet and you get out here at night, I bet you could hear banjos and guitars ringing even though there's nobody here picking because these trees are bound to have soaked up a bunch of it.
And the president of my fan club's here too. We're really
yes,
glad to have
Linda, him. Linda Bowman, right? Linda Bowman, yes, she's here visiting with us. And we also have Charlie Locke, the Maryland representative of the Bill Monroe Fan Club. He's been around here all week signing up new members.
Yes, sir. And I'd like to tell you something else. We got a letter from some folks, and then they wrote about my brother Birch Monroe in memory of brother Birch Monroe. It's going to be read here in the morning, and that's going to be worth a lot because it's a wonderful how they put all the words together and how you played the fiddle and how you left to sing and how you left to meet all of his friends and his fans. And we really miss him here. And that's going to be read here tomorrow too, so we would like for you to hear that. But we've enjoyed it, and right now speaking for the Bluegrass Boys and everybody that's been on the stage here tonight, it's time we were saying, and we want to thank Good Morning America for coming down here. That they've done a wonderful job. Wonderful people. And he's a wonderful man there. And I got to sing with him some, and they tell me it's going to be on TV in about 3 weeks, but they're going to let us know about it. And speaking for everybody here, it's time we say good night to y'all.
Everybody, we'll see you in the morning about 9 o'clock.